Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
We got to start off on some sad news, man. Craig Mack passed away at the age of 46.
Who's going to do one of his raps right now?
Cooking new flavor in your
no,
ear.
No, I'm not the hook. Do a flow.
Nah, I don't know.
He had a real groovy flow though. Like
he had a distinct style, and
you know what I think he shouldn't have done though.
What?
He shouldn't have came out the remix.
What? Why?
For his career.
Oh, because everybody killed the remix.
Yeah.
Even though his verse was good.
It was good, but he got overshadowed by Biggie.
Biggie, he had too many.
LL Cool J,
yep.
That stuck out big time.
Because you really don't care about flavoring your ear.
Kicking mad flavor in your ear. Yeah.
Booyah!
I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary joint.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
that
man.
Old robotic futuristic George Jetson crazy joint. Just like
shooting the blab. Hey. Nobody kicking the blab. My flavor bit of batter. Chill a child of matter than the mad hat. I bet you buy shit. Come by fatter. I got the data. Turn your body into antimatter. You got the data, turn your body into antimatter.
You know what he said, though? You won't be around next year.
Yeah. He did have a second album. I forget what it was called. Operation Get Down.
Yeah. They said he gave his life to Christ and stuff.
Yeah, he had got
spiritual.
Great.
What did he die from?
When you sign, heart failure. Yeah. When you sign a bad boy, you either go to jail, end up dead, or find a religion. God. Yeah.
Because that's why he didn't go. Were y'all mad that y'all didn't see him?
No, on the Bad Boy reunion tour, but I just thought, what song he gonna do besides flavoring you? I think he is on the Special Delivery remix.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he was. Remember?
Yeah. So, but G Dep ain't there. So was it gonna break out? He was gonna just do that bars and just.
His verse was hard on that too, though.
He was like,
dang.
Craig Mack. I mean, he was the first single off of Bad Boy.
He was 42, right?
Or 46.
That's weird, man.
Operation Get Down came out in 97. Yeah, Turn the Church.
Listen, man, this heart shit.
Health is wealth.
Sometimes it's almost like, how do you defeat it?
It might be genetics. Yeah.
It's like, because I'm pretty sure he wasn't a big guy. I don't know if he did any drugs or.
That's the thing. I don't want to speculate.
And I know. Why do we always want to figure it out?
You want to think about yourself, though.
That's how it is.
I get mad when couples say, we grew apart. What happened? Let me know so I don't make the same mistakes you made. What you mean you grew apart? Like, be more specific. And when you hear somebody die at 46, you're like, I need more.
Listen,
I'm 2 years away from that. What's 46, going on?
Yeah, 46 is young.
66
is young, if you think about it.
I thought about it. I said, man, if I die at 46 from some shit I could have prevented, I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be real mad.
I'm gonna get up in line with attitude.
Yeah. I'm gonna be so.
Oh wow.
Say Peter. Me and you. It's gonna be me and you, or mostly me. I'm gonna be really upset. But I'm glad. It's nice that people remember Craig Mack. Cause I seen a lot of outpouring of love. Puff, of course, shouted him out. Eric Sermon, he was on TMZ, he said that Craig had called them 6 months ago. It was Eric Sermon, Biz Markie, or some of the other big names I remember, because they all went to school together. And he let them know that he might be dying soon. And he only had 25% use of his heart, that he would have conversations. Then he had to back away from the phone for 10 minutes to come back to get his breath. He didn't go out peacefully. And he struggled towards the end. That sucked. And he said he was in no condition before. So that might have... A lot of people say he was on the Bad Boy reunion because of the spirituality, but it might have been because I don't want y'all to see me. It was 2 years ago or something. He might have been just really bad. And the breath, man, me and Sarah seen Lil' Kim, she's supposed to be in good health and she's struggling. So how would you think a 25% of her heart going to do? Like, same with being a secret with the lung. I mean, you really can't do too much.
Yeah. He sounds... Why can't they get? There's no lung transplant.
But you still need a donor. You got to match your lungs, right? Or can
you have to match all that because the blood, the body reject.
That's the worst. Even with a mat, sometimes it can reject it. Like, nah, we good. We don't want this. Get out.
That used to happen to kidney patients all the time.
But isn't he out of breath at all times though? Like, I'm like, how does being single? Yeah, like. Like, wouldn't you be out of breath?
He has one lung, though. One lung can...
My lung collapsed, like, I couldn't... Like, you could barely move, man. It was very slow. So I don't understand how he's operating, like...
one lung.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I didn't want to get into this, but we might as well get into it. Bruno Mars, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard. No, I didn't even read up on this. It's a lot of subjects to get onto real quickly, but go ahead. Tell me about it, because I heard people. I heard somebody talking about it, and I was just like,
"You heard somebody talking about it? Where?"
It was at work. They were talking about. Did you hear what Bruno Mars said? And I was just like, "Man,
he didn't say anything." It was about
a podcast.
This podcast was being done, or this group discussion, and this girl was basically saying that Bruno Mars rips from Black culture, but basically he's a culture vulture.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, he rips from Black culture, but then he's able to appeal to white people. What do you think? So,
well, see, I don't think he's
But we said that about Justin Timberlake, right?
A cultural appropriator. But I think we didn't say that to him about him until
he now, banned. Yeah, he moved on.
Let me play the clip of whatever. Play the clip.
Because, like, yes, Bruno Mars 100% is a cultural appropriator. He is racially ambiguous. He is not Black at all, and he plays up his racial ambiguity to be able to do.
I don't think he plays up his
cross genres and go into different places. And you guys are bringing up Michael Jackson. Number one, me personally, like, I don't even think that Michael Jackson now in this day and age would be able to get to the point that he got previously.
Facts.
And
that's not me saying facts.
People realize that they prefer their Black music and their Black culture from a non-Black face. Absolutely. And you have
I don't know.
This is where we got to pause at. When she said people, keep it 100. You talking about white people.
Yeah.
It's not like Black people.
But I think Michael Jackson still would be as big as he was.
At first I cut the video off at that point when she said fact. I said, that's not the fact. The fact is, if the child molestation would have came, it would have crushed him in this day and age.
Yeah.
Whereas he was still able to prosper and make 3 or 4 more albums. That's the only difference.
Because it still was big for him to do it back in the 80s.
Yeah, like MTV wasn't playing Black videos. Yeah. Why y'all act like
he didn't break grounds back then? Like, that was just like, it's easier for Black people to break out at that time. No, it wasn't. So I feel like it was half right, you know. Like,
it was some things she was saying, but she meant white. Here's the problem too. I'm sorry, I didn't watch the whole 50-minute video.
I only seen 7 minutes. This was a 50-minute discussion.
It was on both sides. So forgive me for anybody who's listened to it. I would have said, okay, what R&B albums do you buy? Because how many Black people listen to Tank's last two albums and buy Tank's amazing albums? When we talk, because what was it? Was Tank the one? Or was it, who was it when Sarah, maybe you'll know, when Sam Smith was getting played, the first thing, I forgot what it was called, Stay With Me? And remember, it was getting played on urban stations, and they was like, was it if John Legend had made, it was one of them, and
yeah, they made said a good that, point. Yeah, or saying that they have been making songs so like that. This.
But the problem is us. We got to point the finger at Black people.
Yeah, but first of all, this is my thing. This is my thing with Bruno Mars. And I'm just going to say this because I was thinking, it's so weird because I was thinking about that today when they were playing his song, That's What I Like on GCI, which is like one of the most urban stations, okay?
Okay.
And they play him on a Black adult contemporary station, which is V103. He's safe. If you listen to R&B nowadays,
it's way more
vulgar.
That's true.
And I don't know why everyone's mad now when these urban stations back when NSYNC had no strings attached, they played Gone.
Yeah. Black women knew NSYNC. They was like, Gone is dope.
No one was like, NSYNC, they some culture vultures. We didn't say that back then. So why are we saying it now
when the whole premise with
Bruno Mars is that it doesn't matter if he's racially ambiguous. He's safe. Because you listen to urban radio right now, with this not like a girl R&B song and it's a male R&B song, half the shit's blanked out.
Yeah.
I listen to Bruno Mars. I could play that around my 11-year-old.
That's what people said. They was like, he making bops that your kids and your grandparents can make it listen to.
Everything on Bruno Mars' last album was a bop. He didn't have 45 tracks. I didn't have to skip through shit. I was able to pull, like this girl said, I could buy that shit at Target. That shit was over by the time I got home.
Yeah. But here's the other problem. When you come with that argument, and again, this could have been said in the podcast, y'all let me know. You got to keep the same energy for everybody else. What I mean is, so is it only cultural appropriation when a non-black person does it? I was telling Sarah this. I said, Beyonce can make a country song. We don't say, bitch, stay in your lane.
No, they were mad.
No, I'm saying us. I'm not saying the white people who didn't even put her up on Facebook when she was at the CMT Awards, whatever that was. I'm not saying that. I'm saying us when Chris Brown and Neo and Manny Fontana sat there and did that Neo album. And I was like, I don't like when they do the pop, though. I feel like you're doing, that's not, unless you grew up with the pop.
Or the EDM. Yeah,
you're doing the EDM. You're doing all this. We don't say, you know what? That's why I don't buy Chris Brown's R&B albums, because he be trying too hard to please white people. He needs to stay in his culture. We'd never keep that energy. But if somebody else dipped their toe in the R&B and soul pond.
But real quick, if Chris Brown would have still been Chris Brown when he came out at 16 and didn't change anything, didn't have no anger issues, still was doing stuff like Run It and things like that, he would have the same crossover appeal.
I'm saying, but would the grapevine, I think that's who they make a video and say, does Chris Brown want to make black music no more? I feel like he's just cultural appropriation.
But Run It was still, to me, it was almost like a pop song.
It was. Plenty of pop songs.
But I just, the question is, do you think Bruno Mars does this for that reason? Or is this just him? If it's just him, then why are we
upset about it because of your skin color? I grew up listening to 90s R&B, I can't make 90s R&B?
My thing is, we're so mad at Bruno Mars. How come ain't nobody mad at Jason Derulo? Is he not a black artist making pop music and not staying in his lane?
We don't call that out. And we don't even go even further. We don't go further with, you know,
because I'm gonna be real, I ain't never heard Jason Derulo on no urban station.
The closest he's gotten to R&B was K Michelle's two albums ago. He's on a song like that. I think she even bragged.
He had a song with Game too. You remember?
She's cool. This the most soulful he's ever sounded. But like I said, Tracy Chapman, and then the other one who was on One Headlight, you know her, Michelle and blah blah blah.
Michelle and then De Lo Cello.
Yeah, her and and then Bobby, not Bobby Womack. Don't worry, be happy. Bobby McFerrin. All black people who did non R&B stuff, and then I remember Tracy Chapman. She couldn't even get played on R&B station because it was like, no, we're not hearing a black gay woman. And the rock people were like, she's not rock, she's black. So what I'm saying is, when it comes to Bruno, I think he actually did grow up with it. He pays homage too much, and he hires black people. He's singers, dancers, songwriters. And that's the thing too. How far does your cultural appropriation go? I bet you if we go back into old 60s and 70s and songs that we loved, we found out white people wrote them too. Like, you think Beyonce, Diplo's writing, or Calvin Harris and them have written songs for black people? Can they not do that? Is that a cultural appropriation?
Yeah, what's the point of pointing it out, though? Like, you feeling like...
I know.
Do you feel like Bruno Mars hates black people? If he doesn't, then why are we talking about this?
Bruno Mars has actually dated black women in the past.
It's because he won a Grammy for an album that people were like... He does not improve upon it. He does not make it better. He's a karaoke singer. He's a wedding singer. He's the person you hire to do Michael Jackson and Prince covers. Yeah, Bruno Mars has an Album of the Year Grammy, and Prince never won an Album of the Year Grammy. So you're mad at white people. You're mad at the Grammys. You're not mad at Bruno Mars.
Why do we define things by the Grammys? So much beautiful music.
With Prince, he was in his own lane too. He never conformed to like the industry standards. And, like, I need to do this to win an award.
That's the thing
I was going to say. Has Prince ever said, man, you know what? All these accolades and accomplishment, I never won a Grammy.
He didn't care about that.
So why do you care more than he cares?
Yes.
Stop caring about these man-made awards. Anyway, they're all people. Yeah. You only use them for your arguments. But we all agree, we don't think Bruno's a cultural appropriator.
I always still see it from both sides. Like,
I understand what you're saying.
He's racially ambiguous, but at the same time, like I said, he's safe. NSYNC was safe. Backstreet Boys were safe. That's why they were able to appeal to everyone. B2K was safe for a little bit. They had all kinds of... They were huge. They were huge.
Yeah, in the pop and R&B world. Yeah, if you're listening, be safe. Who's safe right now?
Who's safe right now as far as what?
Daniel Caesar's safe. Yeah, he makes some dope music. I'm just thinking about men, because I don't think there's an unsafe woman. I mean, even Rihanna could be unsafe, quote unquote, but she gonna get played. It don't matter. Rihanna been in the pop lane for a minute too. Let's get into this relationships. Let's
there we talk. Go. That's why, the next one I wanted to go to.
Why are they trying to break up these couples? Let's talk Big Sean and Jhené Aiko.
Let's talk about how true do we think this story is?
No, I'm not going. I'm
not going either.
I don't think this. So the story is he was at an Oscar party. Of course, there were no cameras, and he was hugged up or being very flirty with Nicole Scherzinger.
So who's saying this though? I want to see the name. I want to hear him say like, "I was right there." If you guys, I got a pass. I'll show it to you. Who's really like, yo? They were hugged up. I could say anything. I could say Big Sean fucked everybody in that party. We don't know. Nobody knows anything. So
here's the thing.
A story like that, go ahead.
I'm hearing from men, right? This they go to. Nicole, the former pussycat doll, Scherzinger, is hot.
Yeah, they
and
said
I said, all right, let's pause here. Right. She's 39. I think Big Sean just about just to be 30, and so is Jhené is gonna be 30. So a little bit younger. It's neither here nor there. Nicole might be hot, but Jhené is hot. What I mean is, Jhené is an attractive young lady, right? But she's also popping right now.
She's a super creator. Like, I don't think Nicole even writes. She just performs.
No, I'm just saying, you know? For the argument for men, like, I can see why Sean did it. I'm like, I'm not leaving hot for hot. What am I doing? In the relationship.
How is Jhené Aiko hot?
No, I'm just saying.
Is funny. We started a whole new thing right now. It's hot.
She's cute. And she popping.
She popping how?
Okay, because you didn't listen to the last album. Me and Manny Fontaine sat through that 2-hour spectacle. It still was a good album. People love Sativa. She's still can drop something right now.
Yeah, people love to just.
She's more on than Nicole is. Can we agree on that?
I agree.
I'm saying, Sarah, do you not think?
Come on, what would you choose, Sarah?
I wouldn't choose either one of them.
No, I'm not saying that.
Still a Beyonce Rihanna world to me.
When's Nicole's last hit?
Oh, she hasn't had a hit in a while.
Up my button, baby.
And first of all, and also, why would she even want to mess with Big Sean? Out of all the dudes she could possibly get, she was dating a fucking F1 Formula One racer.
Oh, who's you gonna get?
Oh my
gosh,
y'all going so deep.
You gonna get Drake?
That's who I would go after.
All right. You told yourself.
I wouldn't be like, ooh, Big Sean, let me go after. At least I know Drake is single.
Do you believe the story? Let's go over there. We're getting off track.
No, I don't believe the story.
All right.
Well, didn't they unfollow each other though?
Nah, ain't none of that true.
They didn't unfollow each other. That was for the next couple. We're gonna talk about.
Okay.
So Jhené came on and was like, y'all fan fiction's real cute, but it's no truth. And Big Sean quoted her. Clap.
Yeah.
All right. The next one. Now, I thought this was true because I think I told Sarah when Amber had got the breast reduction, I said, I haven't seen her and 21 Savage together in a while. What's going on with that? And they had unfollowed and pictures was missing and blah, blah, whatever happened. Amber said, we good. I was just in the middle of following a lot of people and he got caught up in that. You got a new app that can follow a bunch of people. Like, and plus, is his name 21? So isn't he, you know, they do an album. I'm not going with that one.
That's the best thing Instagram could have did. Real talk. So far, it's the best thing he could have did.
What?
Is make it where you go to like the users or the followers and now it's all in alphabetical order as opposed to like who you followed in order.
I'm saying, how did that happen? How did you accidentally unfollow?
Maybe she did it before the update.
Maybe. Yo, shout out to the people who got to sit there and do that. Just sit there and be like, all right, let me check if such and such is following such and such. Oh, yeah.
Why she unfollow that many people, though? How is it like? Why she have an unfollow war? Like, I don't.
Well, first, you got to unfollow people. Then you got to do your archiving, your pictures, and make it look all nice and neat.
I guess. What 21 Savage say? He
I don't think he made a comment on any of this.
No.
But I was just hoping if they broke up, he's still going to be drinking water, exfoliating and shit. You know?
Everybody's exfoliating these days.
Yeah, because he said that she got him drinking water and he said he's going to get done with jewelry. He's going to invest in other
properties,
companies.
Yeah.
So I was happy for him. I was like, all right, cool. Not really a couple, but why does it seem like the Trey Songz story is not getting that much traction?
I think it's not getting that much traction because nobody wants to believe this girl because of who her lawyer is.
Well, she just got with Lisa Bloom, right? I don't think that was.
I don't even understand why people hire her. Like,
I don't either. I was like, y'all got to stop.
Her name is just not.
She just shows up. Yep. She just shows up like, ooh.
But that's what her mom did.
So she's, they got her name.
Why is she even showing her face? Ain't she a victim?
I don't know. She said, quote, I was attending an after party when Trey began yelling at me, choking me, punching me, and ultimately he knocked me to the ground.
This doesn't make sense.
It sounds very un-Trey-like. He's been in the game for a while. I'm not saying this is impossible. Just saying it sounds a little Trey-like. While I was on the ground, he continued punching me, and he did not stop until his security guard pulled him off of me, she said, in footage obtained by TMZ. When I called an Uber, he threw both of my phones over the cliff. You got two phones? Are you a regular person? I had to go to the hospital because if he hit me so hard, I had a concussion and I was throwing up with the migraines.
This don't make sense. You were at a party and he just came up and started yelling at you?
There got to be more than some witnesses, right?
Somebody had to see these punches.
Yeah.
TMZ got a video of him throwing the phones?
No. The subpoena the security guard who pulled him off. Like,
the only reason why it's believable right now is because of his tantrum last year.
That's true. She said, as far as what exactly set him off, she said she told him to shut the fuck up in front of his crew and he lost it. I didn't let him disrespect me verbally. I was at his party and at his house and he didn't like it. And then she got a restraining order. And yeah, she just spoke with Lisa Bloom. But I don't see anybody talking about it. I just wanted to know
why. Well, his crew ain't going to say nothing.
Well, I mean, that.
And I doubt she's at that party by herself. She got to have some friends.
Yeah.
That's what doesn't make any sense about the story. Right.
But I'm just tired of these stories too.
Like, no traction on here. I'm gonna say the Kanye West for later because I think Jewel Santana. we talked about running.
Okay, Corral.
This dude.
Is he still with
No, Kimbella. No, yeah. I knew exactly where you was going with that. What y'all want? Y'all want running or back to the crib? Y'all want running or back to the crib?
Run it, I guess.
Run it.
I like this little verse on running. Wait till you see my eight.
Yeah.
Wait till you see my eight.
Okay, check it out. It's Santana again. Stepping out. One of them brand new big boy toys. I do big boy things. I make big boy noise. Cause I know what girls want. I know what they like. They want to stay up and party all night. So bring a friend. All
right, look. I don't understand how you're a convicted fella. And you get all the way to the metal detectors, the bag check, go through the x-ray, and then you realize your gun. You guys say, I don't have a job. I don't work. I listened to so many people talk about this story, and they said, man, he ran because, you know, he was trying to get away. He ran because, you know, he lower up and blah, blah. And they were like, they ran because, I heard somebody say, he ran because, you know, how he know that's his bag. And I said, well, if you guys would have read the story, his gun and his ID was in the bag. So it didn't matter if he ran for that reason. They knew he was. How you get out the airport? How the hell do you run out the whole airport? Nobody said stop that man. Is a black dude running in the airport?
Maybe he didn't run. Maybe he walked really, really fast.
He's bad walk. So, he's in trouble.
As a gangster, why would you, like, I mean, you got the, why run? Where were you going to run to?
Yo, you got to outgrow this gangster shit.
Yeah, he is too old to be a gangster. And
yeah, he's been booked. He had to turn himself in. Friday is Terminal C, uncovered a gun. Yeah, Santana remains silent, blah, blah.
My thing is this, because this ain't the first time like someone's had a gun at the airport. Like, you pack your bags to go to the airport and forget you have a gun in there?
Obviously, he was high as shit.
Yeah, because they found oxycodone on him.
That's what I'm saying. That just came in.
He was obviously super high. And obviously, he's super high because he ran. He knew, like, oh, there's nothing I can do. He said, run, nigga, run.
Take off.
That's how somebody should look at him like, oh my gosh, Jewel Santana is high as shit right now.
I don't
understand why people get that high.
What level of rich is, it's got to be a number. I don't know what number it is, but there's a level where I'm rich enough to know I need a gun on me for protection, but I'm not rich enough to hire somebody to carry a gun legally.
You think he's really rich either way?
I think maybe because people think he's rich,
he's got it.
He's stupid, and then he has all that jewelry and shit.
But you got to be a certain type of rich and dumb to know you're a convicted felon and think, I'm never going to get caught with this gun ever.
Did he have security with him?
No, I don't think he had security with him. The security had the gun would be on the security waist. Oh, if I had security with me, it's never gonna be on my waist.
What was he? How high was he? The question is, how many days was he high before he got on the
plane? Where was he going? Was there a Dipset tour? The location he had
Why
to get
y'all
to?
Asking all those questions?
Because Bella said she's still rocking with him. Said we a team, and I said,
well, are they together?
No, they broke up. But she had put on Instagram.
As a father, I guess. Yeah, she's
the father of the kids.
Yeah, so I mean. She can't bad mouth him now.
Anybody catch the iHeartRadio Awards?
No.
All right, let's skip over this. Yeah.
That was good. Was that Sunday?
That was Sunday.
Yeah, I was gone.
Yo, you know how strange the Chance the Rapper was there, Eminem was there, Kalani, they performed a song, and Eminem had an NRA verse, whatever song. Cardi B. It's weird that they show up to this. iHeartRadio was nothing but Clear Channel. It's like going to the Xfinity TV show.
But that's
Awards.
Your biggest marketer.
Yeah, so
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if Xfinity said, here's a TV and movie awards, and I'd be like, that's just Comcast. They just changed their name. It's a radio. It's the Clear Channel. This is they own radio stations. They own GCI. They own Power 105. Like, they own radio stations. That's all they do.
So I want to be the president of this company.
I have to play ball. I have to go to a. I was like, I don't
care. They can blackball you. What are you talking about? Jonathan, Cardi B has an album coming out. Why would she not show up there?
You think the album coming?
Yeah, it's got to come.
The video didn't come out?
Yeah, the video didn't drop Monday.
It's supposed to drop Monday?
Yeah, the Cardi. Yeah, it's supposed to drop between those Love and Hip Hop reunions, and it didn't come.
Oh,
me and John was sitting right on the couch. I was like, hey, where's that Cardi B video?
I said,
that was horrible. I love hip hop.
All right. Every time we bring it up,
stop talking about this shit.
All right. So that got me thinking.
I say seven Hail Marys and five Our Fathers for you every night.
It got me thinking, what albums y'all think we getting this year? Now, Kanye's already back. He's back with the pink hair. He working. Beyonce and Jay got this tour. I don't think Beyonce going on tour with just the Lemonade album.
I think she's just got to do. Who wants to hear the songs they doing? I mean, truthfully, I'm just
shit.
I'm not trying to be funny, but Beyonce is so expensive that you can't. She has to have new material.
I heard people had to like dip into their college funds and shit to get these tickets.
Let me tell you what. This morning, I signed up for the pre-register. I on my way to work. I had to go in early, so I wasn't at the phone. At exactly 9 o'clock when they went on sale. And of course, my job doesn't block anything, but it blocks Ticketmaster. So I have to get off the Wi-Fi, load up, put the little code in. Section 300 still was available for 110. It's just, I didn't feel like paying 110. I said, if I really want
to. At the United Center?
No, it was at the Soldier Field.
Soldier Field, yeah.
And I haven't been there. I like stadium shows. We saw Beyonce at Ford Field. It's kind of dope, and it's tons of seats. So I really wasn't worried about it, but I've seen people, you're right, dipping into college farms, arm and leg. But I've already seen Beyonce and already seen Jay-Z. I really didn't care that much. I told Sarah I wanted the Steel Championship Tour tickets for TDE. Okay. I want to see them. I want to see Big Crit. And maybe whatever else. I'm good on Beyonce and Jay-Z. I like them, but I already
seen
them.
Especially if she doesn't have a new album coming out. I thought they were going to do one together.
I'd rather see the kids. Bring Sir and Remy.
Have you seen a picture of them yet?
Yeah.
Like when she was holding them.
That's it.
But they about to be one pretty soon. And, you know,
I'll be forgetting all about these babies,
Coachella's
man.
Coming up, so maybe she might debut something there. That's April. Nas, that album got to come, right? Come on, now.
I don't even know what Nas is doing. Yo, Nas, he got $40 million.
Yeah, he just made $40 million off of Amazon because he invested in Ring, whatever it's called.
That shows who's at your door on your phone. That's cool.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I want to get that doorbell. I do, but I want to get somebody installing it. I'm not that handy. But yeah, so wherever you're at, so you can see if they're at you have an app on your phone. It's kind of cool. Who else? I think Rihanna might have a new album this year.
I think that's about that time.
It seems like that one year we had where we had the Rihanna, Kanye, Drake. He already said he could have new music. He said that in Toronto.
Better not be 24 fucking tracks because I ain't going.
All right. You let it be known.
Yeah. Stop doing that shit.
Martin Shkreli, he got sentenced to 7 years. So I don't know what's going to happen to the Wu-Tang album. He said he had Carter 5 too. Fuck that dude. I got anything else? Oh, Jack White. This is DJ Khaled. That didn't get enough. The pub. You saw this there?
No, I probably glanced over it.
Yeah, so he had the same gripes I had with Wild Thoughts. I think a lot of people had Wild Thoughts who didn't love the song. I don't think I'm going to say I didn't like it. He said, quote, it's just Santana's song in its entirety. And then he said before, being sarcastic, he was like, it was nice of DJ Khaled to sit down and write and perform and record that. That was good of him. He's an incredibly talented man. There's no doubt about that. He does so much. Yeah. And
dang, DJ Khaled got to go get some of that truth.
Go get some of this truth. When you think about Wild Thoughts, and I know it's a year old, but you took a song that was already number one. The instrumental, that song was number one, Maria Maria. And then you took Rihanna, who has a ton of number ones, and I think Bryson Tiller at least has the number one on the R&B charts. How you going to fuck that up? You didn't do no work. You put two people who make
DJ Khaled really does never
but
do
I think
any work,
that
bro.
Like, I think what I'm mad about with DJ Khaled is that he like couldn't grab Carlos Santana to do the guitar. Yes, like, at least, where'd they perform? At the Grammys?
At the Grammys.
Couldn't be like, hey, DJ Khaled, Carlos Santana.
Yeah, give him a solo or whatever.
I mean, it would have just made for a better performance.
It would have. Yep.
I mean, he's a legend. I mean, he's been around for a long time.
When are we going to stop believing Bow Wow? He's been around for a long time.
Whenever Bow Wow was trending, I'm just
again.
Like, whatever.
What happened? Got punched again? I saw the video. He got his ass kicked for what happened, though? What
they
was the reason?
He had said some words.
And real quick, how come these videos always leak online and it show you just the dramatic part and they don't ever show you the aftermath?
I said the same thing. I was like, why is this the only
short? I was like, what happened after this?
Stop his phone from working. Like, just nah. That's all I wanted.
Especially when you got Instagram that gives you a minute, the Twitter gives you 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
But not
and
even
YouTube
that
gives you whatever
you get
want.
A minute per slide. You could put like what 10 slides on something.
Yes, you get
on Instagram.
Yeah, it's no doubt. I'm not going.
He could on Facebook or something.
He said, "What's the dude name? Cheeks Bozeman or Bossman? Whatever."
He said something about Future or something.
Yeah, but Future was dating his the mother of his child.
Oh, he
Joey.
Is right now.
This video is from 5 months ago. I don't know if they're still together.
Supposedly they are still together.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it was. But then on top of that, he's got a new album coming, Green Light.
Oh my God. I thought Bow Wow retired from music.
I did too. He stopped being Bow Wow. Remember he was Shad. Now he's back to being Bow Wow. He said he dropped a song where he said, Chris Brown, what happened to us? We used to be friends. Chris Brown said, what? I don't know what the hell they're talking about. And then Bow Wow jumped on and said, no, there was never no beef. I just spin blah, blah, blah. And shit, what?
Oh my gosh, this is too much.
Man, we always get on like Chris Brown for like his anger and mental issues. Maybe Bow Wow has the mental issues.
He
and we just say,
does.
What is that? Like pathologically lying?
Yeah.
Yo, something about Pisces to do that. I'm just going to put that out there. Maybe Fontaine knows exactly what I'm talking about. Something about Pisces, boy. I'm just letting you know. Lil Pump reportedly signs an $8 million deal back with Warner Brothers. That first one was
Warner Brothers killed Prince that they could give
Lil Pump $8 million.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yo, they already had signed them, but the contract was null and void because he was underage. So I don't know if they got the money for Gucci Gang.
You know,
I was thinking
let them have Chief Keef syndrome. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Remember, Interscope gave Chief Keef a boatload of money after. Def Jam gave Trinidad James a nice little amount after All Gold Everything.
That was a song, though.
Sony gave Krayshawn $1 million.
That was a song. I want you to play that right now.
Hey, what'd you say about that song account? He's like, this dude just spit like so many bars and didn't even get to the hook until later on.
Man, that song, I couldn't believe that I liked it so much. I was like,
hey, that's a joint. I don't care what nobody say.
He got signed and then Don't Be Safe dropped a week later. So I was like, y'all should have just put the mixtape on hold and sold that shit.
Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me. And that video was great.
Yes. Just walking on. He looked like Jerome. He looked just like Jerome.
That's what the people did. They took the video of Jerome dancing on Martin to this.
Yo, they didn't get their money's worth because this was a banger too.
Oh yeah,
it was.
Bitch, my main bitch, cause I ain't no more. Hey,
no more.
He should have been writing hooks for people.
Yeah, he was good.
But yo, he got it. he got into it. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I didn't mean to start. He got into the game, and Sarah knows this. He got in. He just started buying shoes. Like, yo, he has so many shoe videos. And he was a shoe connoisseur, though. He wasn't one of these people who was just like, oh, give me the latest Jordans. No, he knew his shoes. He had a little vlog and video. He was dope at it. But I think that's what he was using his money for. Maybe he loved shoes more. He should have been a fashion designer.
Who was it? Complex? Yeah, he should, because there is actually a video of him about 2 or 3 months ago, maybe before Christmas. This dude done grew his hair out. He got it pressed. And he is, like, walking down the street in some boots. Not kidding. I don't know if he just real flamboyant, if he coming out. I don't care. And he got his teeth fixed. So he had a little money left over.
He should have linked up with somebody, Supreme or something. It was like, let me design shoes. Like, let me do something. I don't think there's any more I can think of that where they had dropped their biggest song and then got signed. And I told Sarah, if Bodak Yellow would have came out before Atlantic signed it, I'd have said, ooh, y'all, you're right. I'm not saying you're not going to have another hit, but the odds are not in your favor.
She's been pretty hot, though.
Yeah, she has.
It's consistent. Time for the album to come. Like, if you don't, y'all don't give it to us before the summer comes, man.
She's going first. Remy, I think, is in May. So if you're Nicki.
I like Remy's single, too. That,
Melanin.
The Pretty Brown Eyes.
Melanin Magic.
That's cool. I mean, I don't like that she took the sample. But it's still a catchy song. And
it's a catchy song. Yeah. And she kind of flipped it with rapping hard as hell on that song.
Yep.
Let's see. Anybody check out what new music?
I've listened to that new Wale EP.
I did. I listened to that too. It was good. It was good.
Oh, that Vince Staple. Play that. That Vince Staple hard. You listen to that?
Get the fuck off my dick. Yeah, hold on. We're going to play what I've been waiting for a minute. Hey. He killed this. That's Jeremiah off the Chocolate Box EP. He killed this one too. I always wanted to sample this Bobby Brown. Alright, this Vince Staples, Get the Fuck Off My Dick, right? Yeah. I love that he had a GoFundMe.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was hilarious how he set that up.
Yo, what's he saying?
Y'all want to get rid of me?
Was my bitch in my car?
Yeah,
was
art. My heart. Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta let this play. This is my joint.
Kanye mad he ain't come up with this. Get the fuck off my dick.
Get the fuck off now. Get the fuck off my dick. Hard to tell which one more perfect
made my art or my bitch. Hard to tell which one more perfect made my car or my crib. I'm on guard with this shit. Get your jaws off my dick. Get the fuck off now. What else came out? Bobby Tarantino 2 came out. We'll talk about that. We have to review that. We got to catch up on some reviews. I want to do that.
Bobby Valentino had an album too.
I didn't. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that's safe.
Yo, Vince
too.
Staples on a nice little run because Oops was the shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Do the Nipsey Hussle and then we'll do what else this weekend I want to do with you?
Tory Lanez,
that's right. I did not catch any of the Lil Yachty. Bobby Tarantino.
Oh, Lil Bo too.
Yeah, we'll save because obviously I know Jordan Lucas. He did respond to Jordan Lucas, but we'll say that conversation for the podcast.
I work 11 to 6 on Saturday. Just throw that out there so we can do some stuff Sunday. On Saturday.
How you? Wait, when you get off?
Yeah, of course.
I get off at 8.
On Saturday?
Yeah. I just told you that.
Okay, then I'll come over.
All right.
Fine. Yo, we're going to talk about this OJ shit before we get out of here or what?
That's another new music. You say that for after hours.
Yeah, we do.
Sarah, what's the radio plan, Sarah? What you listen to?
What's the dude's name? Rich the Kid?
He got Freezer? This...
Yeah.
Okay, that came out a while. I can't believe they just now get into that
Freezer.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking.
They playing the Remy Ma song.
All right, that's good.
Like I said, Bruno Mars nothing, still on the radio.
Nothing new, right? Nothing I feel like this, right? That's on the charts right now that I think, oh, it's going to catch. It's going to catch. My phone just went off.
That was your phone. That was mine. Mine on silent.
All right. You ready? We get out of here now?
Here we go.
All right, L1 and only at Kicks and Coffee at Manny Fontaine. We got work to do. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.
about it.